Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a video. It's a 49-second video that I need to review. And this, every time I see this, I'm like, this is going to be somebody's mom probably someday or somebody's wife someday. And it just, this is the kind of thing that I see that I'm like, dating is not, it's not just bad, it's gross. Like, this is, I think, the worst type of person that you could ever meet and end up dating. And so we'll get recording on it. But first, before we jump in too deep, let's do our dating profile of the day. This is a woman whose primary language isn't probably English, so I'm going to clean it up just a little bit. She is 44. And one thing that I find interesting is that when a guy, most of the profiles you read of a normal person, a healthy individual, a mentally sound person, when I put a dating profile up there, I try to make it funny, but I might put like, I'm adventurous, I love travel, I'm a network engineer when I was doing that, photography, you know, I put some things out there, and then I might say like, I don't know, maybe something basic like, please like doing outdoor activity. But these new ones are basically a shopping list, and the women don't say anything about what they are. They just say what they want. So this one doesn't even put up a photo of herself. She just puts up a car, which I don't know. It kind of, I'm not quite sure what that is. I can't quite tell. But anyway, her profile says she's a meter, 1.76 meters. I do not smoke. I want to meet a healthy, clean, elegant man, cosmopolitan athlete, whatever that means, non-smoker, no drugs, classy, fun, who likes to sail. I don't have a boat, however. Shocking. Pretty teeth. Please be a learned man. Not a short guy. I don't like men with plucked eyebrows. No fat guys and no hulks. So you can't have too many muscles. I don't want just a lover. I want a lover who's my best friend. I just want to get out of my comfort zone. Open my world. Now I have time. Plenty of time. So what do we know about her? What do we know about her? She likes to sail and she doesn't own a boat. And she has lots of time at 44 and single. Other than that, it's just a grocery list. Yeah, I mean, it's not the world's worst dating. But again, this is the stuff that you see when you're out there as a guy and you just go, okay. All right, so first, I'm not going to make this a terribly long video. We don't need to go too deep into tonight's video. But, you know, I always say to you guys, hey, if you meet somebody and you're only into a short-term casual relationship, tell the woman, I'm only into a casual short-term relationship. Or if you're open to a long-term relationship, say, I'm into a casual short-term, but if I were to meet the right person and it turned into something longer, I'm okay with that. But just tell the truth. Because later on down the line, if you tell a girl, oh, I'm looking for a girlfriend, and you end up just kind of being with her for 3, 4, 5 months to get your jollies, have a good time, and then you bounce, you weren't being honest with her. And that's not fair, because we want women to be honest with us. That being said, when a woman has a bad past, the problem is if you only could tell the truth at all times, then I think that would stop a lot of women doing from what they're doing. Because what would happen is they'd say, okay, I'm going to have to, later on, if my fiance, husband, whoever asks me how many partners I've had, I'm going to have to tell them the truth, because you could only, you know, if we were in a world where you could only tell the truth, and I'll have to tell him 400. Or whatever. And if he said, did you love the boyfriends? Or no, I barely even knew their names, and it'd just be bad. So this puts women automatically in a scenario where either A, they're not going to get a good quality guy, because no good quality guy would want somebody with a past like this, or B, you're going to have to lie. And before you're even 3, 5, however many dates into the relationship, you're already lying about your past. And I guarantee you, I guarantee you, you will find a lot less men wanting to be with you with kind of not a good past. Same thing goes for guys. You know, if I were a bad person in my past and I told somebody about that, I might not, maybe they wouldn't want to date me long term. But here's the thing. They would, the ones that will date you will be the ones that will stay with you, that will not feel like they've been lied to or manipulated. And because once that happens, it's out the window. And if a girl were to lie about her past at all, and then all of a sudden you start finding differences, I do lots of stories about this stuff. The guys are, they feel cheated and they just, they're out. Husbands have left wives over this stuff. The list goes on. So here's a video. This is a very cringy video. I apologize in advance for both her voice, her editing style, and her presentation, because I don't know if she's trying to, the face that she does and all that stuff is very, it's just, it is what it is. But I want you to listen to this story, and then we're going to break it down a little bit, because this is not good.
So I have some college sorority friends. They all decided that they would challenge each other and see who could sleep their way through the alphabet first, as in hook up with a guy beginning with each letter of the alphabet.
I mean, seriously, what could go wrong?
They just started this challenge 2 months ago. One of the ladies already made it to letter K last night.
Okay, so in 2 months, she made it to the letter K. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. That's 11 letters into the alphabet. Yeah, 11 letters into the alphabet in 2 months. That's 8 weeks. That's what? I mean, 1.3 partners per week? That's, and why are they doing it? Is it because these guys are attractive, or they thought they might have a chance at a relationship with them? Or maybe that there was something there and a relationship was blooming, but no, I just chose the wrong guy and it didn't work. Nah, they're doing it to go through letters of the alphabet. Now, here's the thing. Would guys do the same thing with women that they found attractive? Yes, they would. Is there a difference between a woman doing this and a man doing this? Yes, there is. Because she's not supremely unattractive, although if she walked into the bar going like, did you know, and making all the faces, if that's her personality, I feel bad for her. But if a guy walks into a bar, any bar, and he has to show that he's got status and he's funny and he's intelligent, maybe he's in decent shape, he's a good conversationalist, maybe he can make a girl become attracted to him in a few hours, and maybe something happens at the end of the night. A girl that is relatively attractive could go into any bar club in America, probably most European ones, and just walk in and go, hello, would anybody like to go home and get in bed with me and have fun? And I'm sure lots of guys would be like, yeah, all right, I'm down. And it's the level of challenge. Guys have to really prove themselves to get an opportunity, where women have to go, hello, I'm breathing and warm. There's a big difference. So when women throw away all the filters and they throw away their selectivity and they're making good selections, they're gonna get the attention. And so there's no challenge to it. So when a woman does this, when a guy goes out and he's, you know, has action with a lot of women, so to speak, he's showing, hey, I'm intelligent, I'm desirable, I'm funny, I'm witty, I can talk to people, I have a little bit of game, maybe I can present myself like I have money or I'm successful, whatever. But he has to present himself this way. A woman has to present herself as, hello, I'm still warm, alive, and breathing, and ta-da, it's gonna happen. I mean, they're unattractive women that can get some attention from somebody at least, depending on how many they've had at the end of the night. So these girls have gone to college and now here's the funny thing. She also says, my friends are doing this. Okay, so you're either friends with horrible people or maybe you're doing it too. Something to keep in mind. Maybe she's doing this as well. And lastly, I'll leave it at again. This is 1.2, 1.3 guys per week, and they're doing it just for alphabet fun, just to see if who can get through the alphabet the quickest. This is where we are with how, don't tell me they're gonna not gonna have pair bonding issues and they have other issues in their life if they're okay to just basically just, I'm just with a guy just as a goof, just to see how many I can go through. Okay, let's continue on.
And then found out today that she is pregnant with a child, bun in the oven. And not with one, not with two, but with three babies. Well, someone was fertile. And she doesn't know who the dad is. It could be Alex, Ben, Caleb, Darren, or the other six guys. But on the bright side, she hooked up with letter K last night. Therefore, Kevin from Arkansas State University, you are not a father, champ. Congratulations, bro. As for the rest of the letters, it's a guessing game. Who's about to be a dad of three?
All right, so... where to begin? Okay, I've already gone through my gripe of how easy these women are. This is your, if you were to, it, now I she didn't say she did, so I can't make the assumption. However, she either is friends with horrible people, or she does it herself, and she's just not putting that out there. But here's the thing, and now we're going to break it down from bad dating to gross dating. Bad dating is eventually you're dating somebody like this with a lot of partners in their past making bad decisions. Gross is when they're doing it through the alphabet, but here's the other thing. If she doesn't know who the dad is out of 11 guys in 2 months, if she doesn't know who the dad is, other than the last guy, Kevin, that means that she didn't use protection with any of them. That means she didn't protect herself with any of them. That means that each guy, remember, average of 1.3 or whatever it breaks down to be. I'm just saying 1.3. It might be a little more or less. That means each guy weekly was with her without using something, protecting themselves, where another guy had just been 5-6 days before also not protecting himself. Not only does this lead you, give you the ability to more than likely catch STIs, a transmitted thing, but it means that you're, if you were to look up the biology, and I don't want to go too gross into this, but you have to remember this is what men are thinking, intelligent men, the smart men, the creative guys that you supposedly women want to marry and be with someday. This is what jumps into a normal man's head when you say this, is he's thinking, well, I know when a guy's been there and finished, crossed the finish line there, it doesn't just evaporate. It hangs around for 5 to 7 days, maybe even longer, which means each guy that was visiting before the last guy was... yeah, right? Like, and that is so gross. And instead of feeling bad for her friend because she's making a horrible life decision, or any of her friends that are making these horrible life decisions, if, and now she may be going out of her way to make up a story, and she may, let's just say, well, this is just a story and her friend's really not preggers. Although I doubt it, because I don't know if somebody would make this up off the top of their head. But instead of feeling bad for her friend that she's kind of just ruined the rest of her time in college, she is not going to know who the dad is because there's no way. She's going to have to just pick one of the guys. So she'll probably pick the best looking one and maybe do a paternity test, and or she has to do all these paternity tests. And now she has triplets, which is going to absolutely ruin her dating prospects, her college prospects, at least for a while. Instead of feeling bad for her friend, she's laughing about it on social media for attention. And this not only tells you what type of people or what type of girls these are to be with so many men, but one of the grossest parts about this is the fact that she's laughing about her friend's problem on social media for attention, and she finds it humorous. Her friend's going to have a really hard time in life. Her friend's making some really bad decisions, and here she is laughing about it. And so the two parts that are just so gross about this is, yes, the many partners, such a short term, not being smart about protecting themselves. That's pretty gross. Soup, as I come to think of it, is man soup. But the grossest part about all of this is the, well, equally gross, is the fact that this is funny to her and that her friend is going to be miserable and with three kids, no marriage, no solid family, can't finish college, is going to still have the college debt, and then is going to have the cost of three children, which means without the job, I mean, you can't afford a babysitter for three kids unless, now maybe she gets her mom to help out or some other family members, which makes misery for them because they never asked to be full-time babysitters or aunts or grandma watching the kids all the time. The kids aren't going to have a good family life. And on top of that, she's going to have to be a stay-at-home mom. So now not only does she owe the money to college, not only is she not married, not only does she not know who the dad is, but now she's a draw on the state and the welfare system using our taxes that could maybe go to somebody that actually was making good decisions in their life but fell on hard times. No, we have to pay for somebody that purposely is stupid and puts themselves in a hard time. And now you got three kids that are going to grow up fatherless, more than likely, as wards of the system, and she laughs about it. And someday she's going to be older, and she's going to be on a dating app or looking for Mr. Right or trying to get married, and one of you lucky gents, even if she's chilled out and not acting over the top, one of maybe not you gents, but some gentleman, some guy out there is going to say, hey, you know what? She's cute. She's funny. She's bubbly. She's outgoing. I'd love to date somebody like this. And maybe either they get trapped in the same way that her friend did, or they don't realize until too late her past, her bad decisions, and what type of awful person she is. That's why dating is just getting gross. Now, how do you protect yourself 100% guaranteed of never having somebody like this to date? You don't date. But other than that, if you're going to date, this, you have to look for red flags and be careful, because there's a good chance that one of you would bump into her out at a pub or something, and you guys are having a good time, and before you know it, oops, you might be a dad of three. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and dating has gone from bad to gross. And either you're going to have an awful dating history when she tells you about her past, in many cases, not all, many cases, or she's going to lie to you and you're going to think you got a good one, but you didn't.